We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, smart viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Mass of Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Poland and Azerbaijan boost collaboration through two memoranda of understanding. In humanitarian news, a mobile hospital provides free medical care to the disadvantaged in Argentina. In animal welfare news, highway underpasses in the United States help to keep wildlife safe. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 15, is the birthday of the President of Serbia, His Excellency Boris Tadic. Born in 1951 in Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina, His Excellency is an advocate of Serbian integration into the European Union and has promoted diplomatic relations with many countries. President Tadic is also dedicated to a democratic and free market Serbia. Our appreciation, Your Excellency Boris Tadic, for your efforts in enhancing the lives of Serbians. We respectfully wish you a joyful birthday with cherished ones.
Flying news. Flooding impact in Philippines continues to rise. As of Thursday, January 13th, seven more people succumbed to floodwaters, bringing the total to at least 42 who perished as rains causing floods and landslides devastated central and southern regions for the past 2 weeks. With 400,000 residents displaced, an estimated 1 million are affected. The unrelenting rains have inundated a third of the nation's 80 provinces, causing significant damage to crops and infrastructure, also destroying many roads, bridges, small farms and homes built of light materials. Soldiers continue to evacuate vulnerable residents, and on Friday, Philippine President Benigno Aquino visited the worst affected regions of central Bicol, eastern Visayas and Mindanao to assess damage and pledge funds for reconstruction.
Upon first hearing of the worsening conditions on January 5th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed her deep condolences and prayers as she offered $15,000 for urgent necessities. This amount could acquire $211,000 in emergency items if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. She also asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to aid the most vulnerable flood-hit victims.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, Philippines, soldiers and all other personnel for your timely efforts to ease the calamities. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted care extended to the flood-affected people. With our sympathies for those who have lost loved ones, we pray that such weather intensities subside with humanity's gentler care for the ecosphere.
Indonesia, Chile, USA, and Philippines rocked by earthquakes. Northern Sulawesi province in Indonesia was shaken on Monday, January 10th by a 5.0 magnitude tremor, with eastern parts rattled the following morning by a quake of magnitude 5.1 centered 280 kilometers southeast of Ambon and Maluku province. Also on Monday in South America, Chile was hit by two quakes, one measuring 5.9 that was centered northwest of Concepcion in the same region devastated by an 8.8 magnitude quake last year. The other, also 5.9 in magnitude, rattled the northern regions of Arica and Parinacota.
The U.S. state of California was struck by several earthquakes on Tuesday when a series of tremors hit off the southern coast, the closest of which was a magnitude 3.1 quake under Santa Monica Bay, 4 miles west of Hermosa Beach, and a 3.6 magnitude tremor 60 miles southwest of Santa Barbara. In addition, California's coastal Monterey County and surrounding regions registered a 4.5 quake centered 10 miles southeast of Prindale, followed by a series of aftershocks, as well as a magnitude 4.0 quake on Wednesday night. In the Philippines on Thursday, the island of Mindanao was shaken by a tremor measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale. Fortunately, no reports of injuries or damage resulted from these events. We are deeply thankful for the safety of everyone in the quake-disturbed regions. May such potential dangers be minimized through our kinder regard for all beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
More than 110 perished from flu in the United Kingdom. As of Thursday, January 13th, confirmed flu fatalities had doubled over the past week from 50 to 112. Of the victims, at least 95 perished from swine flu. In Finland, the disease has claimed one life with 10 patients hospitalized in need of intensive care. Elsewhere in Europe, Germany has reported 12 fatalities since October, including 5 who succumbed since January 7th. While in the Netherlands, medical experts on Thursday warned of the nation being on the verge of a flu epidemic as the incidence of the illness rose sharply to 87 in 100,000, with two-thirds being swine flu, which has claimed 7 lives since October.
On Tuesday, a 51-year-old man became Italy's second fatality in 2011 alone, while a Croatian man who had already been vaccinated became the country's third person to die of swine flu. In Poland, a 41-year-old man and 2-year-old child succumbed to the disease on Sunday. In the Middle East, Jordan announced 2 more swine flu deaths on Monday, bringing the total to 8 fatalities since the strain emerged on December 11th, as another 125 patients were being treated for the virus.
We thank all health officials and other personnel for your concerned treatment measures. With our sympathies to all whose lives have been afflicted by swine flu, we pray that the human suffering and inhumane treatment of all animals associated with such diseases is quickly halted through our swift transition to the protective and life affirming vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
U.S. Secretary of State Clinton on Middle East tour. As part of her tour this past week of United Arab Emirates, Oman, Yemen and Qatar, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, in Qatar to discuss peace in the Middle East. They also discussed stability in Lebanon, as well as cooperation between GCC countries and the United States. In addition, Secretary Clinton met with His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said Al Said of Oman to commemorate his 40th anniversary as leader. She was also welcomed in Yemen for the first state visit from a U.S. official in 2 decades. Our respectful congratulations, Secretary Clinton, Arab leaders, and Gulf Cooperation Council members for your amicable dialogue and cooperative advancements. Blessed be such efforts in fostering peace and friendship with the United States and throughout the Middle East.
Save our planet. Climate change likely behind intense Australian floods. Although no single event can be attributed to climate change, scientists believe the intensity of the prolonged rains and flooding endured by residents of the Australian states of Queensland and New South Wales are indicative of the types of events that are linked to global warming. Meteorologists have already noted that flooding is more severe this year because the cyclical La Niña effect, which already results in more seasonal rain. Then there is the aggravating effect of global warming itself, as explained by Dr. Matthew England of the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Center, who stated, "The waters off Australia are the warmest ever measured, and those waters provide moisture to the atmosphere for the Queensland and Northern Australia monsoon."
In addition, scientists state it is possible that the warmer temperatures may be further fueling the La Niña effect, especially as it has already been noted that this year is bringing what could be the strongest La Niña in recorded history, as observed by University of Melbourne's Earth Sciences expert Professor David Caroley. Australia has been known for more than 100 years as a land of droughts and flooding rains, but what climate change means is Australia becomes a land of more droughts and worse flooding rains.
Our appreciation, Drs. Caroley and England, for helping us to understand how climate change creates conditions that are increasingly devastating and dangerous. May we quickly choose wiser ways of living so that the climate will return to being more conducive to human and planetary survival.
As in an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often expressed concern about climate change-related disasters on a global scale, reminding of humanity's ability to diminish or even halt them.
If we look around, we can see the growing frequencies and strength of disasters everywhere. Flood events worldwide are now 3 times higher than in the 80s. Now, thanks to the millions of people who have become vegetarian or vegan recently, already some of the disasters that were already at our doorsteps were mitigated, or in some cases, even dissolved completely. But you see, even so, we must still continue to spread the urgent message. I want to plead with everybody, with everyone in power, with every media agency, every reporter, everyone that has power, everyone that has some power, everyone who is ordinary citizens, please be veg to save our planet. We have to stop the course of global warming and the course of destruction to our planet. That is meat industry. If we do not heed the scientists' warning and all the evidence and become veg, then more disaster will keep on coming. One may be worse than another. Maybe we will not be able to cope.
Save our planet. By recycling, composting, and using reusable containers and bags, the Strauss family of three from the United Kingdom successfully reduces their rubbish to just one carrier bag for all of 2010, something they say others can also do to help protect oceans and marine life from plastic contamination.
Save our planet. With its reduced environmental impact, increased durability, and cost efficiency, soy-based foam is gaining favor as a material in products such as furniture, mattresses, and wind turbine blades, among others.
Save our planet. Concerned for the well-being of people in less fortunate neighborhoods of India, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Great Britain announces plans to construct a series of eco-villages outside Bangalore or Kolkata, modeled after his successful community Poundbury in the UK.
Warning news. With meat samples confirming the presence of potentially lethal E. coli, an Illinois, USA food company recalls nearly 600 pounds of ground beef patties as the state's third such major recall in recent weeks.
Hello, viewers. I'm Polly the Porcupine, and my diet is totally animal-free. Here's a tip to help advertise any services you may be offering, such as music or language lessons or house cleaning. You can make use of any free online site which will assist people in finding your announcements. Make sure that your personal information will not be disclosed without your knowledge. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now, the weather around the world.
In world news, Poland and Azerbaijan boost collaboration through two memoranda of understanding. The agreements were signed by the Azerbaijani Export and Investment Promotion Foundation and the Polish Information and Foreign Investment Agency. Azerbaijan's Minister of Industry and Energy, His Excellency Natig Aliyev, stated that the two countries have expanded their trade annually, with exports doubling during the first half of 2010. Congratulations, Poland and Azerbaijan, on your developing amicable relations. May your friendship lead to much happiness and many benefits to the kind people of both your nations.
In humanitarian news, a mobile hospital provides free medical care to the disadvantaged. Over the past 30 years, Children's Hospital Train of the Alma Foundation has made 150 trips to remote areas of Argentina. An international medical team of physicians, dentists, nurses, laboratory specialists and volunteers, many of whom are from Argentina, have conducted 75,000 examinations of children and saved thousands of lives. The staff often need to walk far distances to reach their young patients. The train's visits are warmly welcomed by the local people. Our earnest gratitude, Children's Hospital Train and the Alma Foundation, for your dedicated efforts to deliver loving care to precious children. May the spiritual Argentinian people greet a bright and sustainable future with heaven's abundant grace. Coming up on Noteworthy News, deer, bears and wolves are benefited by highway underpasses in the United States. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more gratifying news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a bounteous world. In animal welfare news, highway underpasses contribute to keeping wildlife safe. American researchers monitored a new route in Washington County, North Carolina, which traversed through an area in which white-tailed deer, black bears, and red wolves are among the inhabitants. The roadway included three underpasses with fencing spanning alongside to help direct wildlife to use the route. The study showed a 58% reduction in wildlife fatalities since the new highway was built. Enhancing fencing in various ways was further suggested to increase its ability to safeguard the animal cohabitants of the area. our thankfulness, researchers, for highlighting the importance of suitable designs to save precious lives. Our heartfelt appreciation also, North Carolina Department of Transportation, for creating this innovative passageway. May we all embrace our God-given role as devoted guardians of the sacred animal kingdom.
Time for some light-hearted humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. It is told in Mongolian and entitled Direction Problem.
Чи найз охин лизагасаа салчихсан юм уу? Яагаад вэ? Аа, зүг чигийн л асуудал гарсан юм аа. Өө, зүгээр л зүг чиг гэн төдий дүү. Харин тийм ээ. Найз охин оо кинонд урилаа л гэхэд бид тансаг ресторанд орох ч юм уу? Эсвэл хувц загварын дэлгүүрээр, эсвэл бүр гоёл чимэглэлийн дэлгүүрээр дуусч таарах юм.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I saw you today on the internet. The show was about the cruelty of meat. I appreciate you so much. I'll watch you all the time. Yukina from Noda, Japan.
Sweet Yukina, it is good to hear that you enjoyed finding out about Supreme Master Television. Wishing you many hours of viewing delight. Our best wishes and love to you and the smart people of Japan.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith in heaven be your trusted guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To further the region's economic integration, transport ministers from Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Turkey agree on the establishment of a committee that will help unify their country's legislation in the fields of transportation, energy, tourism, and industry.
North and South Korea restored their cross-border Red Cross communication line for the first time since March 2010 in efforts to restore harmony on the Korean Peninsula.
Thanks to a campaign by U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, two teaching hospitals in Canada agreed to halt the suffering and death of pigs for surgical training procedures as they switch to non-animal, high-tech patient simulators instead.
Jordanian King Abdullah welcomes visiting Romanian Foreign Minister Teodor Baconski, where the two affirm their nation's amicable relations and discuss further cooperation while also highlighting the importance of continuing the Middle East peace process.
Family feline Vostopher Jones alert human caregiver Angela Cornett and her family in Tennessee, USA to a fire in the middle of the night, saving Mrs. Cornett, her husband, three children and three dogs who all emerged safely from the blaze.
Leading United Arab Emirates company Pure Gold Jewelers donates more than $270,000 to nonprofit Zakat Fund Abu Dhabi to pay the debts that grant 10 prisoners the freedom to return to their families and resume productive lives.
Following the same protocols as established film productions and at a fraction of the cost, South Korean director Park Chan-wook films the first ever cinema quality movie using Apple's iPhone.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates an additional $1.5 million to the UN World Food Program, or WFP, to provide nourishment for people still recovering from Cyclone Giri in the Rakhine state of Myanmar, also known as Burma.
Researchers at King's College London in the UK develop a device that filters out the whirring sound of the dental drill and allows patients to hear just their own music, thus reducing their anxiety at the dentist's office.
The Australian Football League donates close to $500,000 to the Queensland government to assist those affected by the state's unprecedented flooding.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.